We're going in the Gemara towards the end, in the middle of the Amid. The Gemara says, "Bnei Melachim Bezogin." It's going on the Mishnah that says that Bnei Melachim, sons of kings, are allowed to go out Bezogin, decorative golden bells, Rashi says, that they wear for ornamental purposes. And the Mishnah had said, "V'chol Adam, Elosh Dibur Chachamim Behaver." Really, anyone could go out with these Zogin. But Chazal were talking about Heva, they were talking about the normal case with B'nai Malachim with Izagin. So the Gemara says, "Man Tana, who's the Tana holds that Kol Adam allowed to go out?" Gemara has two shittas. Rabbi Eishiya says, "Reb Shimon hi, Dama Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim hi." The Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds, "Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim hi." Rabbi Shimon says it in regard to using Shem and Verid, using a type of perfume on a Makkah. So the Tanakam holds Bnei Malachim could do it, because they would do it even not for refuah. So that's why it's mutter. And Reb Shimon says, "Kol Yisrael Bnei Malachim Heim." Once there's a hetter for Bnei Malachim, there's a concept of Kol Yisrael Bnei Malachim Heim. All Yisrael would have that hetter because they're also considered Bnei Malachim, even though the reason doesn't really apply to them. Now, we don't paskin like Reb Shimon, so if this would be the case, we wouldn't paskin that way. But Rava says, "Ba'arik b'ksuse v'divrei ha'kol." We're talking about it's woven onto the garment, and everyone holds that it's mutter. Now, there's a big shail in the Rishenim. What isser are we discussing that the Gemara thought that there's only two possible ways to be matter? Either that B'nai Malachim would have a heter and the kibimatter if everyone is Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim, and then we have another heter of Arug B'ksusai, where you wouldn't have to come on to Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim. So Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi has a pshat of Shalafu Machli, that B'nai Malachim, it's not a big chiddush for them to wear it, so they won't bother showing it to anyone. But other people, what is a chiddush, so they'll show it, shalafu machvi, and come to carry the alamish b'shus rabbim. Another pshali has, that fakert, that since it's so inappropriate for an ordinary person to wear these golden bells, only the aristocracy wears it, but the ordinary people, it's such a weird thing, you look weird, and people make fun of you, you'll take it off and carry, because people are making fun of you. So about the time of Shalafu Machli, the Rishayim speak about it, the Ramban, in the very beginning of the Perek, on Daphne Zayinim and Aleph, and other Rishayim, when we spoke about it on Daphne Testament Beis, the Shita Shabbeinu Tam that we mentioned, that says that you don't say Shalafu Machli by a man, only by a woman. So they were talking about the B'nai Malachim, not the B'nai Malachim. So why do you say Shalafu Machli? It's a Kasha Shabbeinu Tam. So the Rishayim say, B'nai Tam could all like the other Pshat. That is because they'll make fun of you, and that's what B'nai Malachim they won't make fun of. The Ramban and the Rashi bring another pshat, that since they're ketanim, so ketanim also are shachtzani the same. Nashim are shachtzani, nashim like showing their things, and nashim don't. And ketanim do, ketanim are like nashim, and that's why it's a problem of shalafu machli. Now there's actually a third mahalach in the Rishayim. It's from the Chedushei Ritva, Hanitvas Michadash, and the Chedushim HaMichasim Laharan, that's over here, right here on our sugya. And they say that the pshat is it's a masui. For a melech, which is a normal thing for him to wear, so then it's a tachshit. But for anyone else, if he wouldn't say Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim, it's a masui. Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim makes it ois masui. But there is a shtickle chiddush, because if the tam is that you might take it off, so Arug B'ksusai, you can't take it off. But if the tam is altsmasi, it's a shtickle chiddush that Arug B'ksusai is a matter. But Arug B'ksusai, vaystais, makes it bottle to the begin. The mal, if it's not bottle, it's not attached to a begin, so it's a weird thing, so it's a masi. But as if even though normally when you attach something to a begin that doesn't belong there, it doesn't make it into a ice masi. Doesn't make it bottle to the beggar, only if it belongs there. But if it's a vait, it belongs there enough that if it's woven to the beggar, it will become bottle to the beggar, it won't be a masi anymore. So those are the three mahalchim. Why there would only be a heter for a ben melech? One is because shalafu machvi, the ben melech won't be shalafu machvi. The second is a heter of the isser is that he might make fun of him, and by ben melech it's normal they won't make fun of him. And the third thing is a masli. For other people, it's so abnormal, it's a masli. By a ben melech, it's not a masli. Now, as Hashem Ishtelzach, according to Rava, Arab Ksusa V'divei Hakol, that's the charev by Kol Adam. But Bnei Malachim themselves would be mut even if it's not Arug B'Ksusai. Gemara was naming on that you don't have the Shalaf U'Machvi, or you don't have the Mechaychi Olam by Bnei Malachim. So when Rava says that Arug B'Ksusai, that's for Kol Adam. But Bnei Malachim doesn't need Arug B'Ksusai. So he's bothered by the Lashon of the Mishnah. Bnei Malachim B'Zagim, the Kol Adam El Shadibur Chacham B'Haiva. Why do you have to come out the Dibur Chacham B'Haiva? Kol Adam is only Mutta B'Arug B'Ksusai. And Bnei Malachim HaMutta, even if it's not Arug B'Ksusai. Then this is the Lashon of the Rambam and the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch that says that Zagin is Mutta B'Arug B'Ksusai, and if it's not Arug B'Ksusai, it's Aser. It doesn't say any Hatta for Bnei Malachim. It's Mashmei Nechanani. Arug B'Ksusai, everyone's Mutter. But not Arug B'Ksusai, everyone's Aser. So the Sassamis is asking, what's the chat? Bnei Malachim that don't have that they'll make fun of them, or Bnei Malachim that don't have that they'll be Shalaf U'Machve, why shouldn't they move even out Arug B'Ksusai? So the Sassamis says, and he's Mechavin to the Ridvan, the Chedush Iran, he didn't see them. The Ridvan wasn't out yet, and the Chedush Iran maybe also not. And he say he would learn the Gemara that the Gemara was discussing and that it was a Masli. They need Kol Yisrael Bnei Malachim to tell you that it's not a Masli. But you have another problem. You have a problem of Shalaf U'Machvi. So Arug B'Ksusai makes it Ois Masli, and Arug B'Ksusai also makes it that it's not Shalaf U'Machvi, and the right is even Bnei Malachim will be Shalaf U'Machvi. But that doesn't stem with Rashi. But the Prima Gadim says that the Pshat is Loi Plug. Chazal wouldn't make exceptions to Bnei Malachim. And then it says it's really a little bit mafurish in Taisus earlier that Afnan Tassim Abeis, where the Gemara this says, Man darkel lemelech lemefik beklila as isha chshuva ishafu machvi, but if you have tachshitim which other people would wear, and the shalfu machvi for the other people, so who then isha chshuva would be aser? So mela, it can't be mutta just for Bnei Malachim, not for anyone else. On that Chazal say leplug. That's the same thing like Isha Chashuv is leshofu machvi, and still is no hetter. Now Rabbi Yishia says it's mutta for everyone else, Kol Yisrael Bnei Malachim. And rather than it says we don't pass in Kol Yisrael Bnei Malachim, it's Arug B'Ksusai. But the pshat is, when it's not Arug B'Ksusai, even Bnei Malachim are aser, even though they don't have shofu machvi, because leplug, so they're also aser. So the Chayar Pasha pshat. Now, Taisus has another kasha. Why isn't there another problem? We talked about Shalaf U'Machvi, we talked about Ibchaychu Olay, we talked about Masli. Why isn't there a fourth problem that maybe it's Mifsik? And by Mifsik, you certainly wouldn't have a heter for Bnei Malachim. And maybe it'll fall off, because we had earlier in the Sugya that the Eved, Azag B'Ksusai, won't fall off, because it's Arig. But if it's not B'Ksusai, by the Eved going out with Azag, and the shalom might fall off. So why isn't there an issue it might fall off? What's the heter of Bnei Malachim? We'll call Yisrael Bnei Malachim. Typically, it could fall off. So Taisa says, here we're talking about that it's firmly attached to a chain. There was just a stama, not such a decorative zug, so it was on a string, which could fall off. But here, a golden zug, a golden bell, said it would have it on a nice metal necklace, a nice metal chain, that it won't fall off. But then Taisus brings the Rivah, very interesting. The Rivah says like this. The Rivah says, the Elam will worry that it will fall off, but they're Ketanim, they're children. So if they're children, what's the problem? Even if it falls off, but Ketan Echel Nevel Se Benzim Tzivun Afrisha, so the Ketan will carry it. Why should we be concerned that a Ketan will carry it? So Ibezai, why do you need Tak Arei B'Ksusai? Or Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim, what's the problem? The cotton carries not a problem, so what's the problem here? So Zak Taisis, the pshat is like this. If they'll make fun of them, like if they're not Bnei Malachim, without the Svar of Kol Yisrael Bnei Malachim, or it's not Arug B'Ksusai, and they'll make fun of them, their father will take it off. Because that's a constant thing, Taisis says. Constantly, the kids will constantly be making fun. To the point that the father will take it off. The father will want to prevent the kid from being made fun of, and he'll take the bell himself. So he'll come to carry it. Now, shaking that the bell will fall off, that won't happen when the father's there. That's like that's a possibility, but that's not likely to happen when the father's there. That's just a mikra, and the father's not shkiach to be there. Now, shaking making fun, that's a constant, so whenever the father's around, he'll be chayshish that it's going to end up, the father's going to take it off, so people shouldn't make fun of him. Very interesting. Now, the shaila is, Nachan Eitaker says this svara that there's no problem with a katan, that maybe he'll show it, because what's the difference if he carries it? Katan Echemez Ben Suvim Afrishai, or the other Rishaynim on Mavur, it's a katan that will carry it. So why do the other Rishaynim hold it's a problem? So it could be you could learn, it's a shtickle mashma that way in Taisus, and the Mishabur is mashma learned that way. Now till the Riva, even though we're talking about the B'nai Malachim, but the pshat is, they're Bar Mitzvah Bachur. They're young teenagers. They're not mamish ketanim. That's the case. A katan is about not a problem. They never gaze a shol for machve by a katan. But the Yavo was saying, till the Yavo, we would learn that the whole sugi is discussing that they're ready by mitzvah. Habanim yetzim bezogim means they're ready by mitzvah bachrim. The Yavo is mechanish to mektanim. So what's the problem? The problem is mechaychel and the father would take it. But till now, we would say that we're not talking mektanim bechlal. But the Yushayim al Mashmat Mina, they mean even Ketanim Mamish, even if they're Ketanim, it's Asr. And could be the Pshat is Al-Schinach. If Chazal said there's an Isser to wear this, because Dil Mashal for Machli, so the father is Mechuyiv to be Mechanech the Katan, not to be over on the Kanes Chazal that didn't allow you to wear this on Shabbos. As a Chiyiv Chinach. Now the Riva is saying, then no, maybe the Yuvah is learning up that the Pshat is, they didn't make a Chiyuv Chinuch on this. They didn't make it mamish like an Issa Rabbanan that the father has to be mechanech. Whenever it's only negated to a katan, they didn't give a Chiyuv Chinuch. You give a Chinuch that he shouldn't carry. But you don't have to be mechanech him not to wear things that he might take off. So now it's only when the father will take it off. Mashiach and the other Rishayim all know. Even for the katan, even if the katan might take it off, Balkapanim, it goes right into the Xeris Chachamim not to wear these things in Rishis Rabbit. So the father, that's the mechanechim, and that's Xeris Chachamim. That's what I would think the Pshat and the other Rishayim are. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah says, Yetzim b'beitzah sechargol, with the egg of a grasshopper, b'shein shul, with the tooth of a fax, b'masmim in a tzolav, and a peg from a tzolav, from a crucifix, b'shim refuah, Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim reishim af v'choyel mishim darkei ha'amari. And the Chachamim say that these things are also even v'choyel mishim darkei ha'amari. Interesting, the Rambam and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch all paskin that it's mutter. Mami, I'm not sure why, because we have in the Mishnah a machlokes yachid v'ram, usually say lachik rabbin, and we can discuss the Gemara of kol davar sheishim shim refu emir mishim darkei amiri, but that doesn't sound to me muchrich that alone would tell you that it's klar that would afizel paskin that the Beitzah Sechargol and the Shein Shul Shul and the Masim and Atzolav is Zicha Darkei, is Zicha Kol Yeshim Mishum Refuah, and the Chum that Aser, you're going to have to say, don't hold of Abayin Rava going B'dafka like Shittas Rav Meir. The Chayyah, they're arguing Hagufa, if they fit into Darkei Yeshim Mishum Refuah, like we'll discuss what that means very soon. But the Pirish Mishnah says, Halacha Kareb Yesi, and the Yishalmi's Giris is brought on the side, is that the Tanakam is Divrei Rabbi Yosi, not Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Oyser Af B'Chayil. So there we have usually a klal. It's an Erevin. The Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yosi, Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi. The Chayil has Rabshan in the Rambam, and could be that's why we paskin that Beitz is Chardel and Shein Shul, and Masim and Atzolav is Mutter, because we're Goyris that it's a Machlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yosi. Now here's a sugi, a bit of Darkei Amiri. We'll go through it. The Gemara says that Abaye v'Rav v'Damer Tavayu Kol Davar Sheishim Shem Refu Ein Bei Shem Darkei Amiri. If it's something that's Yesh Bei Mishum Refu, there's no Darkei Amiri. If it's something which is Ein Bei Mishum Refu, then there's Darkei Amiri. Then there's an Issa of Darkei Amiri B'Chukseim Leisek Lechu. They're not allowed to do like the Goyim, like the Amirim. Now, what's the Pshat in Davar Sheishim Mishum Refu? So Rashi says, Shenirish refuasa, you can actually see his case with Achbeishes Makkah. It's something which you're able to explain and understand why it works. It has a logical reason to it. And what's Ein Bei Mishum Refuah? So Rashi says, Lachash, an incantation or something which doesn't make any logical sense, that's called Ein Bei Mishum Refuah, and it is a problem with Darkei Amiri. So the Rosh says to Rashi, Vlimhirili. It's not mashma that way, because they did a lot of lechashim. You see in the whole Gemara right before, it talked about all these different lechashim that you do. So the Rosh's lashon is, V'ein nikkah she'yir b'refuah and tzeger b'sikud the ICLA. You're doing a ma'is and it's not nikkah that it's refuah, like the case of sacred b'sikra. So that would seem to mean that all the Rosh is saying is that a lachash, that's mutter no matter what. A lachash is always mutter. But a ma'isa, the ma'isa has to be logical. And so that's how the Chavis Yorah understood it in Simon Reish Lama Dalet. But the Beis Yosef doesn't learn that way, the Rosh, and the Emes is a little bit shmer, because the Rosh is asking a kasha, the Gemara has a lot of lachash and they used to use. There's also a lot of ma'isim, including in the Gemara there, of interesting, strange ma'isim, which is not nikiru for wasai, like taking the right shoe strap from the father and putting it on the left hand of the son, and a lot of other things like that. And you'll have the same kasha. The Beis Yosef learned up the Rosh that he says, Avamari, not the childis in a lachash and a ma'isa, Avamari kash osa ma'isa v'ein a nikashiba refuah. A ma'isa which doesn't have in it refuah. He tells it to the other Yishayim that will speak out. The Lechayr, it's Tamua Rashi. What's the pshat in Rashi that it has to be nikar refuah? How would that shtim? How would it even shtim with Beitzis Chargal and Shein Shul Shul and Masa Minatzolov? That where's the nikar of the refuah that's there? Now Rashi in Chulin says, not like Rashi here. Rashi and Chulin is the other place the Gemara brings it. It's on the Mishnah there, where the Mishnah says that to take the shilya of an animal and the kaivit beprashas drachim, or being or hang it up on the ilan, is darkei amiri. To take the placenta of an animal, the afterbirth, and bury it in an intersection or hang it up on a tree, that's also it's darkei amiri. And there Gemara brings the Bayin Rav is saying kol mashesh refuah. Is Yeshu Shem Darki Amari. And Rashi says, Kigoin, Mashke Isam a lachash aleicha shalamakas. He clearly says that a lachash is mutta there. That's all Yeshu Mishim Refuah, like the Darash says. And what's aim by Mishim Refuah? He says, Kanshaisin Shaloi alachayli. Kigoin, Kavura Shilya Beprasha Shrochem Mikesim, Shadayim Alanichos. You do it Shaloi alachayli. So I saw the Sam Sefer there. In Chedushim, and also the Panim Meiris, Chelek Aleph, Simon Lam and Vav, and also other Achreinim, the Masifta Gemara brought this down. They learn up in Rashi, there's a chilek between if you're doing the refuah on the chayli, on the chayla, the learning. It's actually touching the bani, or it's around the bani of the chayla, or you're doing it somewhere else, like you're burying the shilya of a precious drachim, that's not ala chayli. Maybe they were goyish shalei ala chayla. But the Chasam Sofer is bothered, so what's the kash of sekir b'sikra of the tree that's doing it on the tree? The Panim Meiris Halacha L'Maisa says, very interesting, that there was some refuah they wanted to do. The Nashim Zakenah said that there's a refuah to a child that couldn't sleep, so you take his fingernails and toenails and hair and put it in an eggshell and hang the eggshell in a tree. And he asked it because it is Rashi. I don't understand too well. I think you have the same kasha, because there are refuahs in Chazal, I think a bunch of them, which includes doing different actions, not by the chayli, burying things, ukedayma. So as the lashon shaloi lachayli, if anything is mashmah, is that you're not doing it for a sickness, but you're doing it for good luck. I think that's the chilek. If it's for a sickness, to heal a sickness, that's okay. But they didn't bury the afterbirth or hang the afterbirth for sickness, they did it for some other type of good luck charm, which that Rashi holds as Daimel Anichush. That's how I learned Pasha Pshan and Rashi. And anything for medicinal purposes, even if it's a supernatural remedy, would be mutter. But if it's not done for medicine, it's done for other reasons, then it would be usser. So far we have, Rashi here sounds like you need a natural remedy, something which makes sense, which is rational. And the Rambam in Mari Nevuchim also, Perek Lamed Zayin, says very similar. And the Chayetz Apella, we have a lot of supernatural remedies in Chazal. And Rashi in Chulin, is Mashman Achilik is, whether it's done for Chayli, or for other reasons, although Achreinim, the Panim Meiris, and the Chasam Sefer, and others learn that Rashi makes a Chilik if it's done on the Chayla, or if it's done somewhere else. But Joseph bothers me that Chazal would seem to allow to do it somewhere else. And we have the Rosh that allows the Lachash, like Rashi and Chul and Mefurish, but he says a Maisa that's not Nikr, and you have to know exactly what he means. But what's brought la halacha in the Beis Yosef and Simon Shin Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch is other shittas Rishayim. And the two shittas that the Shulchan Aruch brings, and the Ran brings a machlokes Rishayim like this. The Ran says that he would think Ein Bei Mishum Refuah means that it doesn't work. And not the pshat, we don't know if it works. We know that it doesn't work. If we don't know if it works, then it's fine. But we know it doesn't work, then it's a problem. And he says, the Rashba says, it's in the Chedushei Rashba here. And he says, Shekei Nira Shepirshu HaTaisis. And some Shteltsu, Taisis, we don't have Taisis in our Amid, but Taisim Ba'metziya Dafchav Zayinim Adbeiz. The Gemara there says that people don't lend out their wallet because it's a bad simon. And Taisis Akasha Ayitz Lysanachashu, it's a Nichush. And he says, the Gemara says, Meisha called Davisheshu Shemufu Aimim Shemdarki Amairi. So you see, even though it's not a medicinal thing at all, not like Rashi and Chulin, at least the way I'm learning, it's not that lending out your wallet being a bad simon is Yeshua Mishim Refuah. So what does that mean? Maybe like what these Rishayim are saying, that anything that might work is not called Darkei Amayu. It's only when you know it doesn't work. But then he brings Rabbeinu Yena. Rabbeinu Yena says, and this happens to me in Shari Tshuva, in Shar Gimel, Ois Reish Dalad, that any type of kameo or lachash, which is not tested, tried and tested, anything which is not minam mumcha, that goes right into darkei amayri. So basically, lefinis pshat, yesh ben mishim refuah means that it works, ein ben mishim refuah means that it doesn't work, and there's no chilek if it's a natural remedy that we can understand and rationalize why it's working, or some supernatural remedy which you have no idea why it works. But if it works, Yesh ben Mishim Refuah is Eim Mishim Darkei Amayri. If it doesn't work, Eim ben Mishim Refuah, so then has Darkei Amayri. And the Ran, and the Rashba, and Taisus hold that even if it might work, it's Yesh ben Mishim Darkei Amayri. And the Rabbeinu Yena, and the Ran brings holds no. As long as you don't know that it works, it has Darkei Amayri. And Shulchan Aruch brings the Ran, Rashba, and Taisus min Astam. As long as it might work, it's not a problem with Darkei Amayri. And Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's here in Shin Aleph, that Yetzim Bebeitz Eschaydol, B'Shein Shashulam, Asher Menatzolav. And there's no problem with Darkei Amayri because it's Yeshua Mishim Refuah. And same thing, anything, any type of Lachashim which work is not Darkei Amayri. And even if you don't know that they work, as long as they might work. And Yesh Misha Chayshish, that only is if you know that it works. So I want to tie them like this. First, I want to say that Rashi, and I believe the Rambam, in Mari Nevuchim, and it seems with the Rambam and Perish Mishnayis, hold like Rabbeinu Yena. Bemis and his two shittas, it's not three shittas. And Rashi and the Rambam, they will hold like Rabbeinu Yena. And then you have the other shita of Taisus, Rashba, and the Rat. See, there's a Chuvus of Rashba. It's in Chalik Aleph, Sim, and Tafi, give a long, long arichas about this topic. And the Rashba goes to Shita, say that all these supernatural refuas are fine, even if you don't know that they'll work, as long as you don't know that they don't work. And it brings the Rambam in his Niskashabai, that the Rambam says, like what Rashi here says, it has to make sense. The Yesh Hashem Refuah means it makes sense. It's a natural thing. It's scientific, like we would call it today. But something which doesn't make sense, we can't understand it. That's Darkei Amayri. But the Rambam also says that if we know that it works, then even if we don't understand it, it's okay. That's why Beis HaSechargel and Shein Shashul Mashem Tzolav HaMutter. And also, that's a pshat in all the refuahs in Chazal, which also don't seem to be very natural, but yet Chazal say they do it. So Vais, this is not Darkei Amayri. So the Rashi was bothered. If you mask him that if you see that it works, you're allowed to use it, so what do you mean that it has to be a natural refuah? Now, it's pashat also to me, that this shita, which Shulchan Aruch brings down as a Yesh Misha Chayshish, Rabbeinu Yena shita, which I'm saying is a Rashi and the Rambam more so, but this shita is, of course, only in supernatural refuahs, only in refuahs guliyos. In refuahs tiviyos, even if you don't know if it works, you're allowed to do experimental medicine, that's not Darkei Amayri, it's specific to refuahs guliyos. That's how Rabbeinu Yena says in Shari Tshuva. He's talking about lachashim and different refuahs, which are skuli, which is supernatural. So that's why I think it's the same shita. If Rashi says it has to be natural, and the Gemara brings a lot of supernatural remedies, and the Rambam says it has to be natural, but if we know it works, then it doesn't have to be natural. And Ibn Yehuda says that the only time it's not taking a marriage is when you know it works, and he's talking about supernatural remedies, so it's all one cheetah. That they hold that there's a chilik between a natural remedy, with it, you don't have to know it works. As long as there is a reason, I'll be science, why it should work or it could work, that's fine. As long as there is a svara, a teva, something which you understand why this refuah can work, so that's fine. But if you're doing something supernatural, refuah b'derech skula, then there's an isser of darkei amari, unless you know it works. Now the Goyan asks the kasha on Rabbeinu Yehuda that it says you're not allowed to go out with the kamei she'enim in amumcha, so it sounds like you're only not allowed to wear it on Shabbos and go out with it, but it sounds like you're allowed to use it b'chayil, even though it's enim in amumcha. So you see, you don't have to know it works. But I think the teretz is that in order to go out with it on Shabbos, and that's the amumcha, b'frat, where we learned the sugya lefi taisis, you have to know 100% for sure that it works. According to Rashi, all you have to know is that it could work. But even then, even according to Rashi, you have to know that this particular kamei could work. But let's say it worked twice. It didn't work three times. So it's not like a shot in the dark. I think if any Yehuda holds, you don't need... Could be if any Yehuda holds like Tesis. Shacharach takapas is like Tesis. We have to really know for sure. But in order to use it, a kamei that's not mumcha, the pshat is... You know this type of kamea could work, but that you know for sure. You know for sure it could work. You don't know if this particular one will work. That's mutter. But if you don't even know if it could work, you're just trying it, you're just experimenting, that Benyai knows it's us. And I think the Hesber is like this. See, we find, Achrayim speak about the tshuvas, even Heintiger tshuvas, you know, more recent tshuvas from Vad Yosef, from the Minchas Yitzchak. Is there such a thing as being Mechal Shabbos for Refuah Skuli? Seems to be Machlokes Rambam and Rashba. There's a Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis and Yuma, which says he can't be Mechal Shabbos for Refuah Skuli. And the Rashba and Tshuva argues on him. But the Pshat is two Malchim and Refuah. There's Refuah, natural Refuah, things that work out pi, the Klolei Ateva, and the things that are not natural, supernatural. Refuah Skuli and And the Gemara brings a lot of such refuahs. But the pshat is like this. The ikar ishtanlis refuah of Einstein is a natural refuah, so that's a Rambam. The supernatural refuahs are not the ikar ishtanlis refuah. That's why you can't be mechal Shabbos for it. It's not called pikuach nefesh. But to asal starkei amari, if you know it works, you can't asal starkei amari. You know it works, it works. You can't asal starkei amari if you know it works. But if you don't know it works, to be Isaac and be Mishtadl and something which Mehecha Tesa will work, when it's a natural thing, so good. Depending on how bad the sickness is and what you have to do to Mishtadl, I mean, you can't use Drachim that are Mamish Rechaikim Ma'id, Mehecha Tesa, but things which are possible, you want to try all the different remedies that you could, maybe one of them will work, that's fine. But to use supernatural remedies which you don't know if they're going to work, even though they might work, that's not the ishtadlus of the Torah. That's all nichlo and darkei amari. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Yehuda and Ladaiti, the Rambam and Rashi also that way. Not that anything supernatural is also, that's my first in the Gemara, not that way. But since supernatural refuahs are not the real ishtadlus, so mainly you're not allowed to use them unless you taka know they work. See, the Gemara brings from Rav Chiya Bar Avin, and he says, "Kula ispu mishum darkei amari levar mehani." He says, all these things that you said are ispu mishum darkei amari, except for these, and he says two different things. If it's etzem megroina, you bring me oisim in, and meniach al katkada, and say, chad chad nachas bala, bala nachas chad chad. And for other things, you say, nanatz the kamacha, nalta kitris shaya shaya. Why are they different? Because they work. So anything which may work, may not work, that's also zasser. Anything that works, if it works, you can't say it's darkei amari, even though it's a lachash, even though it's completely supernatural. And this sheet is a yesh misha chayshish in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Aleph. His ikashit is, like the Ran, and the Rashba and Taisis, that there is no chilik between natural refuahs and supernatural refuahs, and who would legabi chil Shabbos, the Rashba holds, is no chilik. No chilek whatsoever. What's the difference? My nafka mina, if it goes through with the scientific process, like the Rashba says in the Tshuva, You think that anything which Hippocrates and Galenus didn't understand doesn't exist? A lot of things they don't understand. They have one malach of understanding the Bria. There are a lot of other things in the Bria. So just like natural force, even if you don't know that they're going to work, you could try it. Who knows? Can't hurt. So same thing with supernatural force. Even if you don't know it's going to work, you could try it. That's all part of the Shtanlis Rufua. That hold is the Das of the Rajba and Taisus and the Ran and the Ikkub Sak and Shulchan Aruch. Now one Ara, if they're saying that Darkei Amar is when you know it doesn't work, so Mi Pesi is going to use something that he knows it doesn't work. Obviously, if you're using it, that means you think it might work. So Bishlaim, if you say like Rebbeinu Yaina, and the Rambam and the Rashi, like I'm learning, and the Pshat is anything which is not a natural fu'a fakert, you're only allowed to use it if you know it does work. So you understand, any time that you don't have enough evidence that this particular refu'a skuli works, you're not allowed to use it. But according to the Ikkar P'sak of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gaon also seems to paskin that way, and that's the Ran and the Rashi and Tosfos, as long as it might work, you could use it. Well, if he's using it, obviously he thinks it might work. So to them, because he doesn't know that it was tested and proven, or he doesn't believe that if it was tested and proven it doesn't work, so that's why he's being Eifan Darkei Amayri. But I think the Pshat is, I think this is the Pshat in Darkei Amayri, all these Nichushim and Samanim and things like that, I think the Pshat is they don't really believe it works. They have today, superstitions they have today, black cat crosses your path, the four-leaf clover, an unlucky number 13, they don't really believe it, because the guy today, they don't believe in Kaychas Ruchniyim and Shadim and Baal Chei Chavala and Kishif and Chuli v'chul. They don't really believe it. They don't believe in it b'chlal. So how come they do it? What's the pshat in a superstitious person? He says, I know that it doesn't work, but I like believing in it. He feels like a schmack in running his life that way. In other words, his seichel is telling him it's not true. But he's allowing his dinyan to convince him, or at least to pretend to convince him that it is. That's Darkei Amayri. Stam, to go and use something which you know doesn't work. Because, no, it's fun. You want to pretend, you want to imagine that it works. That's the Yisuf Darkei Amayri, Lefidis Rishayin, and Lefidis Psak, and the Shulchan Aruch. As I fashteach the Sugya.